Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters. We're doing ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking up with day 6 of our Redeeming Your Time devotional on the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick with a Devo. The scripture is Mark chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. And they say this, "Then Jesus said to them, 'The Sabbath was made to meet the needs of people, not people to meet the requirements of the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath.'" The devotional says this, "In the mid-1800s, Americans fled to the West in droves in search of gold and a better life. But according to the Immigrant's Guide to California, published in 1849, it was the gold rushers who rested most, specifically by observing the Sabbath, that reached their destination the quickest. As the guide shares, those who lay by on the Sabbath, resting themselves and their teams, reached gold country 20 days sooner than those who traveled 7 days a week. The gold rusher's example illustrates a fascinating paradox. Oftentimes, rest is the most productive thing that we can do. And not just Sabbath rest. As the scientific community now understands, bi-hourly breaks throughout the workday and an 8-hour sleep opportunity every night are essential to doing our most exceptional work. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus embodying these three rhythms of productive rest. He offered restorative breaks to his disciples as they worked. He fought for sleep, and he reaffirmed the goodness of the Sabbath. Of course, because he is our creator, Jesus knew what centuries of scientific exploration have now empirically proven, that these rhythms of rest are productive as we strive toward our goals. But Jesus also undoubtedly knew something science may never be able to prove, that rest is also productive for our souls. Taking breaks throughout your workday reminds you that God doesn't need you to finish your to-do list. Getting a full night's sleep reminds you that God is the only being who neither slumbers nor sleeps and thus doesn't need you or me to keep the world spinning. Sabbath reminds you that, in the words of N.T. Wright, all time belongs to God and stands under the renewing lordship of Jesus Christ. These truths bring us to the sixth principle we need for redeeming our time. Principle number 6, embracing productive rest. To redeem our time in the model of our Redeemer, we must embrace the God-designed rhythms of rest, which are counterintuitively productive for our goals and our souls. How practically do we incorporate these bi-hourly, nightly, and weekly rhythms of rest into our modern lives? I love this. I do want to share this quick thing before I get too deep into this devotional. As I was reading, I couldn't help but feel it's like, because I said this before, as I'm reading a devotional, I'm always comparing it to my doubt meter, if that makes sense. Like, or I'm arguing with the author of the devotional. And there's this thing that happens where it's like I argue against the devotional. And then as the author, I argue back against me. So listen, I know what you guys are thinking, Chad, you're crazy. And yes, I am, just a little bit. But I had this point where I'm just like, okay, but what about like if something needs me? Like, what if I can't get 8 hours of rest? What if I can't get 7 or 6 hours of rest? What if like someone calls me in the middle of the night? I'm like, well, wait a second, Chad, why do people or things need that much access to you? You don't even give God that much access to you. Let alone, why do you have to never reach that state of just sleeping like a baby, quote unquote, of where you can just truly rest and turn it off, turn the engines off and just land the plane and sit there and be and exist. We're human beings, not human doings. Why can't I just be? And so that's how I was kind of arguing with myself over that point, where I don't know if any of you kind of felt that same thing where you're just like, yeah, well, that sounds great, but I have responsibilities. Well, maybe we have too many responsibilities. And that's not a diss. That's maybe we need some help with our responsibilities. That's a maybe we could use some support. Maybe we need better rhythms. Maybe we need a better system for our rhythms to allow us those little pockets of either bi-hourly or whatever that looks like, or Sabbath rest. We need to prioritize it. Just like we prioritize ourselves to make sure that we eat dinner every night, why don't we do the same type of favorite protective just energy over our rest as we do our meals, or as we do going to church, or as we do getting our work done, or as we do wanting to take a morning shower, or whatever. You know, like, we have these other rhythms. Why don't we build in the rhythm of rest and build it well and prioritize it? And it is crazy just to think that it will lead us to being more productive. It will make you work more exceptionally. It will bring about more excellence in your life. And it's just wild. And you hear all these different stories, and you see it, even with, like, say, even like Chick-fil-A, for example, about how there was this whole post in, like, I think the Wall Street Journal or Forbes or something, saying other fast food restaurants need to learn from Chick-fil-A and close on one day, you know. And it's just so interesting, because it's so counterintuitive to what we believe. And so I think that's where I'm going to end it here, is just asking ourselves, have we given too much access to things that maybe should not have that much access, or at least that time frame of access? And if I'm having trouble implementing different rhythms of rest, how can I support that? Because responsibilities are real. How can I either get some help or build in a better system to prioritize rest, knowing that everything will be better because of it? And Jesus clearly modeled it. One thing I didn't get it. You know what? I'm going to do this. Let's just do it, y'all. I'm going to read these other few scriptures real quick. Mark chapter 4, verse 38. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" I just saw that Jesus was sleeping. Okay. Why was that an important note? That's for you to answer. In Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 32. The apostles returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told him all they had done and taught. Then Jesus said, "Let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while." And there's more to that, but it's just, you see him honoring that. And you hear what he said in Mark about how the Sabbath is meant to meet the needs of people. We have needs, y'all. And if we're not resting because we've given too much hyper access to social media, to our careers, to our community, to our obligations, to our people-pleasing mindsets, we do need to land the plane. We need to shut the engines off, and we will actually be better around community. We'll be more helpful and supportive at church. We'll work more exceptionally, and we'll show up better for our families. So, yeah, I'm praising out. Lord, thank you for this devotional. Thank you for building rest as important to us. How many times have we taken rest for granted, even whenever we were kids and we fought our nap times? And now as adults, we can't wait to try to nap. We can't wait to try to find a pocket of time because we're just overworked. We're overtired. We're overly accessible, God. We have poor rhythms of rest. Or would you just help us with all this stuff? Would you help us find true rest in you? Would you help us build better systems that will prioritize rest? Would you help us ask for help and supply people to help us and provide the financial means to pay for that help if we need it, Lord? That way we can prioritize the thing that you told us to prioritize, because it meets our needs, Lord. We love you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Tschüss.